Please turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, and we want to read verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. By him, that is by the Lord, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. In John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, Jesus taught that true worship includes worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. This morning we considered two guidelines from Psalm 100 that will help us to worship the Lord in spirit. We emphasize the importance of praise. We also emphasize the importance of thanksgiving. Offering praise to God and being thankful are two guidelines that we need to implement as we worship the Lord. I believe that will go a long way toward helping us worship in spirit. Well, praise and thanksgiving are key elements in worship, but they're not limited to worship. And according to the verse we just read, Hebrews 13 and verse 15, God's people are to offer praise and give thanks continually. In our lesson, we want to look at several passages from the Gospels which show that thankfulness was very important to the Lord. And then we want to examine a few verses in the New Testament letters that teach Christians to be thankful. In my judgment, for what it's worth, I believe being thankful will lead us to offer praise to God. And those are key elements that we need to remember when it comes to worshiping in spirit. Now, Jesus said we're to worship in spirit and in truth. Both are equally important. We must not exalt one over the other. But today we are emphasizing the importance of worshiping in spirit. We learn from the Gospels that giving thanks was very important to our Lord as he fulfilled his ministry. And as we examine Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see that Jesus gave thanks on many occasions. Let's look at Matthew chapter 14. We will see that he offered thanks when he fed the 5,000. Matthew chapter 14, let's start at verse 19. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Some have estimated that this multitude of people may have consisted of between 10 and 12,000 people. I suspect that's a conservative estimate. We know that there were about 5,000 men. That did not include the ladies. It did not include the children. And Jesus fed that great multitude with that small amount of food. But as he did so, notice that he blessed. That is, Jesus gave thanks. A short time later, in Matthew chapter 15, Jesus fed the multitude of 4,000. He also gave thanks on that occasion. Matthew 15, let's start at verse 35. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were about 4,000 men beside women and children. Another occasion, Jesus fed thousands of people with a small amount of food. But as he did so, he gave thanks. Now, Jesus was performing miracles to prove that he's God's son. But as he did so, Jesus gave thanks. And then at the end of his ministry in Matthew chapter 26, Jesus gave thanks when he instructed his disciples about eating his supper in his kingdom. Matthew 26, let's begin at verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Now, these are three passages from the book of Matthew, which indicate that Jesus gave thanks on many occasions. We know that he gave thanks when he fed the 5,000. He gave thanks when he had the 4,000. And then he gave thanks when he gave instructions for his supper. But let's look at a few other occasions when Jesus gave thanks. He thanked the Father for revealing certain things to certain people. Let's look at Matthew chapter 11 and read verse 25. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Now, when Jesus went forth teaching, there were some people who heard his word gladly. Mark tells us the common people heard him gladly. But there were some people who were there in the Lord's audiences looking for something to use against him. They would try to get the Lord to say something that they could use against him. Jesus demonstrated his great wisdom in dealing with those people. Now, you know, the Lord could have spent his time worrying about the people who did not hear him. You tell me who he was grateful for. Let's read this verse. Matthew 11 and verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes." Jesus thanked the Father for revealing certain things to certain people. Our Lord appreciated those who heard him in the right way. Now, it's unfortunate that he had to deal with so many people who did not hear him in the right way, but Jesus took the time to thank the Father for revealing certain things to certain people. And Jesus thanked the Father for hearing him. Let's look at John chapter 11 and read verse 41. Now, in this chapter, we read about the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And Jesus and his disciples went to visit the sisters of Lazarus, Martha and Mary. The Lord loved this family, and this family loved the Lord. He was a welcome guest in their home. Jesus first learned that Lazarus was sick, but he delayed going to visit the family, and then Lazarus passed away. It was then that Jesus went to visit the family. He first talked with Martha, and then he talked with Mary. Now, there were a number of people gathered together mourning with Martha and Mary. But Jesus wanted to know where Lazarus was. Martha informed him that he had been dead for 4 days. And the Lord knew what he was going to do. Let's look at verse 41. Notice that when all of this was taking place, Jesus gave thanks to the Father. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me." Do you ever take the time to thank God for listening to your prayers? Well, we certainly want to talk to God through prayer, don't we? And we need to. And we need to be grateful that God hears our prayers. But maybe it would do well for us to follow the Lord's example and actually tell God, thank you for hearing my prayer. Well, Jesus set a wonderful example before us. So Jesus gave thanks on a number of different occasions. We found two specific instances when Jesus thanked the Father for certain matters. Let's notice that Jesus included thankfulness in his teaching. Let's look at Luke chapter 17 and read verses 15 and 16. Luke chapter 17, verses 15 and 16. Now, on this occasion, Jesus healed 10 men who were lepers. I can't help but think that all of those men were happy that Jesus healed them. But only one came back to tell the Lord, thank you. Jesus commended that man who was a Samaritan for thanking him. Luke 17, let's read verses 15 and 16. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Since this man is singled out as being a Samaritan, it might be safe to assume that the other men were not Samaritans. Now, if they were not Samaritans, they would have either been Jews or Gentiles. Well, according to the law, the Jews were to be separate from the Gentiles. And according to their past practices, the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. But isn't it interesting that leprosy brought these men together? But only one who was a Samaritan took the time to express his gratitude to the Lord for curing him. Jesus included that in his teaching. He commended a Samaritan for thanking him for curing him of his leprosy. But then let's turn to Luke chapter 18 and notice something else that Jesus included in his teaching concerning being thankful. He condemned the Pharisees for the way that they expressed their gratitude. Luke chapter 18, let's begin at verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Now Luke, in this verse, explains the purpose of the parable that he is recording. Now Jesus presented the parable, but Luke recorded it. And Luke explained why Jesus told this particular parable. It was for the benefit of those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee. Now, was he thankful? Well, according to his words, he was thankful. But notice what he said. I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now Jesus condemned the Pharisees for the way that they expressed gratitude. He commended a Samaritan for coming back and telling him thank you for curing him of his leprosy. But Jesus condemned the religious people of his day for their hypocritical way of expressing gratitude. I understand that although this was a parable, that this actually happened back in that day and time. that the religious people would go to the temple at the time of prayer, and they would pray for the purpose of being seen of men. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus condemned praying for the purpose of being seen of men. They really weren't concerned about their relationship with God. They were concerned about how others saw them. You could just see this man standing out in a public place in the temple praying this prayer so that he could be seen of men. Well, Jesus pointed out the hypocrisy of the Pharisees on many occasions. So I think as we examine the gospel accounts, we will quickly see that giving thanks was very important to the Lord. He gave thanks on a variety of occasions for a variety of purposes. He specifically thanked the Father for certain things, and Jesus included certain matters in his teaching concerning this thing of giving thanks. Well, I think it's safe to say giving thanks was very important to the Lord. He wants it to be important to his people. Let's turn our attention now to several verses in the New Testament letters which show that Christians are to be thankful. Now keep in mind, we pointed out this morning from Psalm 100 that praise and thanksgiving will help us to worship in spirit. We need to remember that as we worship. But Hebrews 13 and verse 15 says that we're to offer praise unto God and we're to express our gratitude to Him continually. Well, let's look at a few verses which show that to be the case. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's read verses 3 and 4. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Now verses 3 and 4 teach us about a number of activities that are to be avoided. Rather than participate in activities such as those, we need to concentrate on this matter of giving thanks. Also look at verse 20 in the same chapter. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's quite inclusive, isn't it? It says giving thanks how often? My Bible says always. For how many things? My Bible says all things. Well, we're to give constant attention to being thankful. Yes, we're to be thankful in worship, but being thankful is not limited to worship. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4 and verse 6. This passage deals with anxiety or worry. It first says, be careful or anxious for nothing. In other words, anxiety is to be avoided. Well, what's the alternative? But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Notice how thanksgiving is to be included and talking to God through prayer as we're asking for His help and for His assistance and for blessing us. Not long ago, I spoke to one of my customers, and when I was greeting her, when I first went to her home, she related some good news she had just learned from a health perspective. She had been to her doctor, and she had just gotten a good report. She had been quite concerned about one particular matter. I did not know about that, but she told me how relieved she was to hear that good news from her doctor. And she says, you know, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. And she was a little bit surprised when I quoted the rest of the verse and then told her where it was found. She said, I'll have to look that up. Well, that's a very special passage. I've tried to memorize it. I don't always succeed in practicing it, but we need to. It's for our benefit. This verse teaches us how to avoid being filled with anxiety. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3 and read verse 15. Colossians 3 and verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Verse 17, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Now, we use this passage to show that we're to only do and say those things that the Lord authorizes us to say and do. But as we do that and say that which the Lord authorizes us to say and do, we're to include giving thanks to God. Colossians 4 and verse 2, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Notice how inclusive this verse is. It says, "In everything give thanks." I think it's interesting that so many passages in the New Testament letters emphasize the importance of Christians being thankful. Well, let's look at a few other verses. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Go over to chapter 4 and let's read verses 4 and 5. "For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." Under the law of Moses, the Jews were given strict restrictions concerning their diets. We have been relieved of most of those restrictions under the new covenant. But notice how the Bible emphasizes that as we eat, we're to do so with thanksgiving. Well, these are a few of the verses in the New Testament letters that teach Christians to be thankful. We've looked at the Lord's example. He was thankful himself. He included being thankful in his instructions. And the New Testament directly teaches the Lord's followers to be thankful. Let's go back to Hebrews 13 and verse 15 for just a moment. This is the verse that we read at the beginning of our lesson. I remember the theme of the book of Hebrews. It was written for the purpose of encouraging Christians to remain faithful. It was written to Christians in the first century who were undergoing some hardship. And that hardship was taking a toll on these early Christians. This entire letter was written for the purpose of encouraging Christians to remain faithful, even under adverse conditions. One thing that will help us to remain faithful is to practice the instructions given in this verse. "By him," that is by Christ, "therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name." Notice that Christians are to offer praise and give thanks continually. And we're to do so by him, that is, by the Lord. Let's remember how Jesus felt about being thankful. He gave thanks often. He gave thanks for all kinds of reasons. And he gave thanks under all types of circumstances. And he included being thankful in his instructions. True thankfulness will affect our worship, and it will motivate us to serve the Lord to the very best of our ability. I usually like to include these matters during the Thanksgiving season because it's a convenient time to do so. But the Bible says we need to be reminded of these things continually. Well, yes, we're to include praise and thanksgiving in our worship. But being thankful is something to be done on a continual basis. God help us to do that. If you'd like to respond to the invitation, we'd invite you to do so as we stand to sing the first verse of the song that's been selected.